The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
And welcome back for another episode of Empowering Excellence. I'm Art Sterrett with my favorite number one co-host, Frankie Ramos. How are you doing, Frankie?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty awesome. So what are we talking about today?
We have a guest with us today. His name is Mike McMillan, a.k.a. Spock, and
Spock? Yeah. From Star Trek?
No, that was way before my time, but just kidding. I know Star Trek.
So we have the real Spock with us.
We have the real Spock with us. He is currently serving as the executive director at Naval Information Warfare Center Pacific. He's coming in today to spend some time with us to talk about why NIWC Pacific is an exciting place to work and the impact that they have on the Navy and our nation. And then the best part that I love is he's going to share with us all the opportunities that they have for students and young professionals looking to get into federal employment.
Spock and I have a lot in common. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that, but tell me how.
We are both former F-14 Rios.
F what Rios?
F-14 Tomcat. Frankie, come on. I know you got to go to a museum to see one, but pretty famous, if I don't say
that. That is cool. Up. I didn't know that Spock did that, too.
Yeah, he was in a couple of world-famous F-14 squadrons. So why don't we bring on Spock? How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing really well. I'm excited to be here.
We're very excited as well. So give us a little background on yourself, and how did you get to be the esteemed executive director of the Naval Information Warfare Center Pacific?
Boy, if I knew that exactly, wouldn't that be something to be able to tell? But in any case, I'm Mike McMillan, as you said, also known by the call sign Spock, which came from my flying days in the backseat of a 14 aircraft. I've been the ED here at NIWC PAC for about 17 months. I'm originally from Jamaica. We moved to the United States when I was 14. I went to college with no intention of going into the Navy, got out with a materials engineering degree, worked for a year, and then decided that I needed something a little bit more fulfilling and exciting. And I spent the next 21 years or so active duty in the U.S. Navy. Right after I got out, I transitioned right into NIWC Pacific. I already started to really just fall in love with the organization, both with the mission and with the culture of the organization, and I couldn't see myself anywhere else. I've been at NIWC Pacific now for about 17 years, and this is my fifth job at the center. This has to be one of the very best jobs in the Navy, is to have the privilege and honor of leading an organization of 5,000 incredible professionals doing an amazing mission for the Navy and nation.
What a fantastic story. Tell us about NIWC Pacific. Why do you exist? What do you do?
NIWC Pacific is one of two warfare centers under NAP War headquarters. So along with NIWC Atlantic, we support NAP War's acquisition programs by providing the core technical and engineering support for those programs. Neither NIWC Pacific nor Atlantic are acquisition organizations themselves. We are both engineering, science and technical organizations that do the technical work of the acquisition command, which is NAV War headquarters. NIWC PAC is really unique, and everybody says they're unique and everybody believes they're unique, and it's great. But our mission statement actually makes us inherently unique, which is to provide innovation and decision advantage. Now, what's really decision advantage? It's making sure that our decision makers have the best, the most reliable, the most resilient information possible, and denying the same thing from our adversaries. We're tasked with innovating, with providing that kind of decision advantage from cradle to grave, from research and development all the way through prototyping, test and evaluation, production, and sustainment of all sorts of technical efforts across all the warfighting domains. And so we are literally one of the only organizations in the Navy whose 800 programs span everything from research and development all the way through sustainment across all the warfighting domains. So that's pretty amazing. And that gives us an incredible wide depth and breadth of technical work. And that's, I think, one of the things, it's a differentiator and also makes it is just an incredibly exciting place to work.
You mentioned innovation, and so I wanted to ask you to dig in a little bit more and share with us, how exactly does NIWC Pacific drive innovation in information warfare and in the areas of cybersecurity and just overall technology development?
Innovation is really a part of NIWC PAC's long history of this 80-year-old organization. And it includes all the way back to, for example, being one of the first half dozen nodes on what was DARPA's ARPANET, which became the internet, to such things as creating a personal assistant that learns, that was spun off to a commercial entity called Siri that was then bought by Apple, that became the Siri we all know and love on our iPhones right now. The history has been there a long time. To really innovate, it relies a lot on the kind of culture that you breed. You have to find ways into that process to allow innovation to really occur. So we experiment a lot with, I'm going to use one acronym, things like IWRP, which is Information Warfare Research Project, which is an effort, basically a consortium of organizations that is setting out to, how do we use non-traditional contracting to speed up the ability to inject technology into existing programs and projects. We also innovate, of course, internally, where we're allowed to use a certain percentage of the overhead that we generate as a Navy Working Capital Fund. We do our own research and development on topics that we think are of interest and will be of interest to the Navy and the Joint Warfighter. And we run hundreds of those projects a year, and many of them turn into actual things that then get adopted by another organization and become programs of record of their own. We really key in on things like transactions or transitions of technical capabilities into programs of record. That's one of the ways in which we sort of grade ourselves and our effectiveness at our innovation. And then we reward innovation internally. We actually provide individual cash awards to things like our patents and inventions done by our internal folks to build innovation within the culture. One of our main pillars of the organization is to think big, is to ask ourselves if what we're doing today is reliant on what we know to be true right now and what worked yesterday, and to always challenge ourselves in all our efforts, not just our technical ones, to sit there and go, you know, what else could we be doing? How else could we be looking at that? Even using things that currently exist that are very much in use, what if we applied them differently? What if we put them in together in different combinations other than the way they were set up to work? How does that create a leap forward in innovation? We challenge our folks to always never essentially be satisfied with what they're doing and how things are working, to always challenge ourselves to look at what else we can be doing better to make things more capable, increase those capabilities for warfighters.
Spock, you know, as you talk, I can just sense the passion in your voice for NIWC Pacific's mission. I loved that part about where you said you challenge your team to think big. Maybe expounding on that a little bit, what would you say the big things or achievements in the near future that NIWC Pacific is working on today?
That obviously gets difficult. And they say we have about 800 efforts, and they span everything from a single research and development. For example, one of the projects that is out there right now is, how do you create energy from the mud and the sediment on the bottom of the ocean floor? And obviously, you may not create a lot of energy, but you might create enough energy to be able to power a sensor. Everything from idea projects like that to things such as CANES, which is the architecture upon which the U.S. Naval Fleet relies. It's the architecture that underlies all the systems that ride on our ships. So we also provide that. Contributions to projects such as Overmatch, which we all know and love as one of the Navy's highest priorities, which is essentially building the connective tissue that connects all the assets we have out there, from the sensors to the shooters, across advanced and expanding kill webs that we need for both today's and tomorrow's fight. We do everything here at NIWC Pacific, from building and fielding the sensors that operate in hostile environments, to the architecture, the communications and networks that the information from those sensors is going to travel across, to the tools that then process the data coming out of those sensors, often using enhanced AI capabilities, for example, like, you know, imagery recognition, AI imagery software that enhances live imagery being seen or picked up by some of those sensors in inclement weather, for example, and then how that data is synthesized to then how that data is incorporated with other information and then presented again to a decision maker in order to maximize decision advantage. In terms of specific projects, we're doing so many exciting things. The most exciting things are ones that I unfortunately can't really tell you about, but so many things we do are having real impact. You know, we just recently put another nanosatellite up where we're doing some experimental work on how to more quickly and readily identify a satellite that's put into orbit. We are doing existing work with the Marine Mammal Program, which is one of our larger, more established programs, but one that people tend to recognize across the Navy. We are finishing the building of a quantum research laboratory that we have a partnership with ONR and IBM to sort of lead the Navy into the quantum computing and quantum dynamics area of the future. We've just got a lot going on that's really, really exciting.
What advice would you give to somebody interested in joining the NIWC Pacific team?
You definitely want to explore and see what we have to offer. You obviously have a public-facing website. Within that, there are a host of programs from internships to application programs. But in terms of advice, what I say to most of our new employees, be prepared to commit. We are not Google. We are not Apple. We're not IBM. Besides having an incredible mission that we just talked about, focused on giving the best capabilities to our warfighters, we also have an incredible sense of purpose. We want to be successful in all of those technical efforts, but that's specifically because we are committed to preserving and defending the Constitution of the United States, which is actually NIWC Pacific's second value. Our first is doing the right thing always, and the second thing is being honor-bound in defense of our Constitution. We are in an incredibly pivotal decade, as you've probably heard others talk about before. Our Chief of Naval Operations has called it the most pivotal decade since World War II. And we recognize that unlike in World War II, we will not be able to out-manufacture, out-produce, and outgun all our potential adversaries. We can't count on being able to churn out 100 aircraft and 3 ships every week like we did during that period. The assets we have now are the ones we're going to bring to the field, any field of conflict. And they're the ones that are going to have to deter any potential conflict. And so really, information warfare is a force multiplier. As I tell new employees, it's potentially the most important job you've ever had. It's one that could literally affect the outcome of any potential conflict that our Navy and our nation gets into. And so you have a chance here to really impact the lives of your current family and your children and their children. Be prepared to come into an organization that will challenge you technically in whatever your area of specialty is. Be prepared to be a citizen of that organization, which means not just do the technical work or whatever your function is, whether it's contracts and keep your head down and do your contracting and that's it, but to be involved in the organization, to be a part of the culture that we are building here, that we're continually building, and then also be prepared to challenge yourself to do different things. We're an organization that thrives on movement. I expect you to have a career that's diverse, that takes you in a bunch of different directions, that exposes to a bunch of different interests and perspectives. And along with the commitment to our mission and to our purpose, those things I would also expect to be a really, really fulfilling career.
Fantastic way to close it out, Spock. Thanks so much for being with us today. We really enjoyed it and really appreciate everything you do and that NIWC Pacific does for the Navy and the nation. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist, who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.